This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1786. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, short and medium wave. On this edition, recorded August 13th, Bangladesh, Belarus, Brazil, Canada, Egypt, Equatorial Guinea, Ethiopia, Greece, Indonesia, Italy, Korea North, Korea South, Kurdistan, Mongolia, Netherlands, Oman, Papua New Guinea, Paraguay, Sarawak, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, Sudan, Tibet, Turkey, USA, Unidentified, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Marty Delphine in Madrid, Spain reports on monitoring Bangladesh Betar, the English broadcast, on 13580. On August 9th, he heard the last few minutes from 1847 until sign-off at 1854, when they were playing American pop music, of all things, asking for reception reports with addresses. He says Betar usually comes in with a nice signal late afternoons in Spain, but SIO-444 was incredibly strong this Sunday on a bedside Sanjian with outboard antenna. Then he heard it again from closer to the beginning of the English broadcast, August 12th, on 13580. There was news at 1747, but spillover from Chinese on 13570, which he couldn't quite get rid of. And he says their clocks are running minutes behind over there. There was a full multi-language ID at 1803 in Quran readings, a clear signal, but the broadcast suffered a great deal in the modulation area. Usually we get a good, if not strong, signal from Betar in the middle of the unbearable Madrid summer. By 1840, they were playing Great Balls of Fire and other American pop music, making for a nice culture clash. And we have a couple of logs of Radio Belarus, 11730. First from Vance in Michigan in the Mare tip sheet, August 3rd at 2140, English ID. Faint tones followed a short musical interlude. A woman speaking. The signal appeared to be good, but the modulation was weak. A constant drone, similar to Radio Cairo. She spoke very softly, so it's difficult to understand. There were English words, mentioned Radio Belarus at least twice. At 2146, some pretty folk music, two flutes, sounding like English folk tunes. At 2152, some more talk in English, apparently translating something. At 2200, they switched to a different language. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany was also monitoring 11730 at a much earlier hour, probably on August 11th, 1135 UT. The strength rated 15/9, but awful, terrible, spurious signals up to the S7 or 8 level around the frequency at 11669 to 11681, 11697 to 11708, 11752 to 11763, and 11780 to 11791. One of several international broadcasters who are unable to control their transmissions to avoid interfering with many other stations on the band. Via Hardcore DX, Daniel Williams in Brazil reports, hearing again from Radio Difusora do Amazonas in Manaus, 4805. As of August 10th, they have put that transmitter back on the air and hope to retain an audience, and asking him how well he's receiving it. Art Delibere in Maryland replies, presumably the Brazilian he's hearing weekly on 4805 at 0930 UT, August 11th. Actually, he's DXing from Vineyard Haven, Massachusetts, 500 feet from the saltwater, where signals are better. The horrible spurs from Brazil's 11780 Amazonian transmitter were even worse than usual, and more of them than usual, when I checked August 9th at 0550 UT. They were at 34 kilohertz intervals from 11610 to 11644, 11678, 11712, 11746, 11814, 11848, 11872, 11916, and 11950. That is up to 170 kilohertz above and below the fundamental, but the closest ones were worst. Andy Reid in Ontario tells us that his province will lose another AM station. CJCS 1240 in Stratford has been approved to move to FM 107.1 and change format from oldies to rock, according to a CRTC broadcasting decision. For many months, I've been logging, on the average, several times a week, the extremely defective Radio Cairo transmitters, which are in use around 0100 UT toward North America, 12070, 11935, 9965, and 9315. I won't go into the details again, what they've been doing the past week. However, some others have also been complaining about the horrible modulation from Radio Cairo, which prompted Tariq Zaidan, our man in Egypt, to report. I've been following the notes about Radio Cairo reception and decided to pass all of them in an email I got for Radio Cairo. And I got a call from the engineer responsible for the frequency manager, and she informed me that she passed all the comments to the manager and that they had a meeting about these emails. I may have a meeting with her and try to find out more about the reason for the muffled audio on the transmissions. In the meantime, she asked me to check with you about the reception of those frequencies. Well, they don't mention 12070, but the other ones, which include the two sesquihours in English to North America at 23 on 9965 and at 02 on 9315. Not much has happened yet as of August 13th when I made my usual check around 01 UT. 12070 had improved modulation. 11935 was barely audible. 9965 and 9315 had essentially no modulation. Meanwhile, Dr. Hans-Jörg Biener in Germany has filed a follow-up second report on his investigation into monitoring Radio Cairo via its webcasts. This is in great detail. You'll find it in the new edition of DX Listening Digest when published, number 15-32 via worldofradio.com. And here's a follow-up from Graham Bell in South Africa to the report a few weeks ago about Radio Nacional Equatorial Guinea in Bata being reactivated on 5005. He says, I see there is some skepticism about my two logs in June. I can't claim to be sure what this was. I assumed it to be Bata. It was around dawn local time in South Africa, so ideal for reception of Bata, and the signal was excellent at S4. It could quite possibly have been something else, but I can't think of anything that could deliver such a good signal here at the southern tip of South Africa. I'm pretty sure the occasional brief announcements were in Spanish, and the signal held up well until after sunrise. The pop songs were also not indigenous English music, but likely Spanish too. That was June 13th, and I heard a similar format the evening of June 15th at 16:36, just after sunset, with a weaker signal. Over the years, I've been quite used to this transmitter being active or inactive, so didn't really think it was that big a deal. It crossed my mind the good signal strength and long stretches of music might indicate a new or repaired transmitter, and this was a test transmission. I'll keep tuning in hope of a reprise. From WRTH via Dave Kenny in communication of the British DX Club, a bit more about the new Radio Abyssinia in Amharic to Ethiopia. Saturdays only at 16 to 18 UT on 15470 via Romania, which started July 25th. The website makes it obvious this originates in Washington, D.C. with local advertising and references to broadcast on the 1390 station there. It is www.radioabyssinia.com, which you must spell A-B-I-S-I-N-I-A. And they have a P.O. Box address in Washington, D.C. We continue to marvel at the horrible whine the Greeks allow to be transmitted when it's on the air from their unit on 9935. Wolfgang Muschel says it's actually centered a bit low at 9934.944 as of August 11th. In Madrid, Marty Delfin says it was unusable August 12th at 1858 with a wicked hum that sounds like, the best I can describe it, a Florida Everglades airboat fan engine still going at 1920 UT. At least the Rebel ERT open engineers knew what they were doing, unlike the present ones. At least the other frequency is loud and clear, 9420 for fabulous music. Major news this week from Ron Howard in California. Voice of Indonesia returned to the air on August 12th after being silent since March 1st. Tune in 9525.93 at 0944 for an open carrier. Some English audio after 1000, sounding like the Exotic Indonesia program, which in the past was always only on Tuesday and Thursday, but this was Wednesday. Usual segments of chanting and back-and-forth banter. Poor reception, unable to make out any audio at times. At 11, they went into stilted Chinese, still in Chinese after 1200 and 1300, when formerly there had been another English hour. So their first day back was certainly not their typical schedule. Reception after 1300 was at times almost fair, so if they resume English then, it might be reasonably heard. Well, you would think that after being off the air for over 5 months and managing to get the transmitter operational again, they might have made it appear on the proper frequency, 9525.0, and with normal modulation, but it appears it's back to the old situation. This means that when there is any station legitimately on 9525 even, there will be a heterodyne. You might be able to notch it out with the proper equipment, but the low modulation will not help Voice of Indonesia at all. And in fact, that's the case. Between 19 and 21 UT from CRI in Russian from Beijing's site puts a powerful signal into Europe, says Ivo Ivanov. Wolfgang Buschel also checked it out, measured it August 12th at 18 UT on 9525.977. It was 15 over 9 in southern Germany and a little stronger in Moscow, but the modulation was very under modulation. He had to switch off AGC to understand a Chinese language program, which was being run at 18 to 19 instead of 15 to 16 UT. So, besides all the technical problems, their language timing schedule is all mixed up. At least they're back. August 12th at 1304 UT on 11710, I was hearing the North Korean anthem, strident choral music. A brief announcement I wasn't even sure was in English, but it's supposed to be the English hour from Voice of Korea, which resumed in English at 1308 with a heavy accent. The big news out of North Korea this week, as you may have heard in press reports, is that on August 15th, the time zone is being retracted to 8.5 hours after UT instead of 9 hours ahead as another way of distancing North Korea from Japan and South Korea. Will this affect the timings of shortwave broadcasts? Probably not for Voice of Korea, but the domestic relays on shortwave will certainly shift by half an hour if anyone should care. I did a bit of research and found that the UT plus 9 time zone they've been observing is actually east of Pyongyang, which really does belong in the UT plus 8 zone. But why round it off to 8.5 hours? They could be really different with some odd minutes, because local mean time in Pyongyang would be 8 hours and 53 minutes ahead of UT. You're tuned for World of Radio number 1786. Our website brings you much more info, worldofradio.com. Your financial support is always appreciated by check or money order in U.S. funds to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, or via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Thanks this week to Brandon Jordan in Tennessee, who instead of financial support has sent us an ALA 330S magnetic loop antenna from Wellbrook, which we've just started to use and hope that will compensate for the high noise level at times around World of Radio headquarters. As for South Korea, the summer season for hearing the KBS World Radio English broadcast to North America at 13 UT on 15575 seems to be ending already on August 8th. It was a just barely audible carrier. This is because KBS insists on running this 15 megahertz frequency all year round, even though it's only propagating reliably in our summers. Otherwise, too much darkness over the path. And I'm not the only one noting this. Further west with a somewhat lower latitude path, Rick Barton in Arizona says, formerly at a take-it-for-granted armchair level, it's been very lame of late, including August 6th, probably not going to be better with the onset of dog days and fall. Checking my globe, I see that the path from South Korea to Oklahoma peaks just south of Nome, Alaska, while to Rick in Arizona, it's across the Mid-Aleutians near Unimak. At Ocean Beach, San Francisco, Ron Howard says, even white noise jamming by North Korea did not prevent him from hearing KBS Hanminjok Bangsong 1 on 6015, August 7th at 10:01, with the music program Pops Freedom in Korean, but several IDs in English. And then the usual everyday English language lesson, such as given the green light to steal a bass. More pop songs in English, such as All By Myself. I assume because of the increased tensions between Turkey and the PKK separatists in Kurdistan, Denge Kurdistana has extended its broadcast by 2 hours. They formerly stopped at 19 UT, but since August 1st, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria said they've added another 2 hours on the same frequency as before, 11600. At first he thought that too would be via the Issoudun France site, which has been used from 17 to 19 UT. But then around August 11th or 12th, he detected a transmitter site switch at 1900, and he believes the final 2 hours are now via Moldova, also known as Pridnestrovia, though they might well deny it. Ivo Ivanov also reports that Voice of Mongolia made a frequency change August 1st for their 09 to 11 UT broadcast, the first half hour in English. They went back to 12015 instead of 12,000, where they had been for a while. Actually, both frequencies are about 0.1 kilohertz on the low side. However, 12014.9 is now clashing with, of all things, Radio Japan in Japanese from 09 until 10. On August 7th, Dr. Hans-Jörg Biener in Germany tells us about the Netherlands. One might suspect that with the end of NPO5, Radio Nostalgia's broadcasting on 747 kHz, Hot News Radio, 1008 kHz from the same site, might also leave. The station is in a summer mode with a new schedule to start 31 August. From September, the station will be available on Dutch digital radio DAB+. So listeners on medium wave may indeed be in for a bad surprise. On the other hand, there is no hint about this on their website, www.hotnewsradio.nl. From MediaMagazine.nl via Alan Pennington and the British DX Club, a new venture, Classic Radio 675, wants to use that frequency in the Netherlands, being vacated by Radio Maria on 1 September. They would broadcast a similar format to NPO Radio 5 on 747, which is also vacating 1 September. Classic Radio 675, which has no spaces between the words and numbers, would like a license extension of 10 years from 2017, as just a two-year license would cause uncertainty with its backers. The man behind the initiative is Rud Puza, who already operates Radio Paradise on 1584. Radio Sultanate of Oman is scheduled to have 1 hour of English at 14 to 15 UT on 15140. However, it seems English sometimes lasts much longer. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reported August 7th that instead of Arabic, they were still in English at 16:10 until 16:30. Marty Delphine in Madrid replies, nothing unusual, since at least last summer, Radio Sultanate has been spilling way over 1600, sometimes until 1620, with its rebroadcast of Muscat's 90.4 FM with American pop music before breaking into Quran. August 6th at 1207 UT, I found just barely audible carriers on 3275 and 3365, which matches NBC's station activity in Papua New Guinea, confirmed by Ron Howard, who says One Talk Radio Light is not being heard at all around 7325, nor Radio Fly, 3915 and 5960. Remember them? They continue a long silence, but I do regularly check for their return. I conclude, therefore, says Ron, that 3275 NBC Southern Highlands and 3365 NBC Milne Bay are the only active shortwave stations from Papua New Guinea as of August 8th. There used to be quite a few Latin American medium wave stations on split frequencies ending in 5, facilitating DXing them in North America, but hardly any officially exist anymore. But here is one via Dan Goldfarb of the Medium Wave Mass Yahoo group. He has a contact in Paraguay, Adán Moore, a name you might remember, who says that apparently the transmitter for Radio 3 de Febrero in Ita deliberately switches automatically at night from 890 to 895 kilohertz to reduce interference. What about heterodynes? There's a bazillion, of course, on 890. But apparently they think this is an improvement over the situation otherwise. I find that Radio 3 de Febrero is 5 kilowatts day, 500 watts night, ZP33. The World Radio TV Handbook already notes that the frequency varies. But why haven't we seen any reports from South America of anyone really hearing it on 895? It's usually not propagating to Oklahoma, but Ron Howard in California is still hearing Radio Free Sarawak on 15425, Monday through Friday, from 10:30 until 12 UT, but reception was below normal on August 10th. The carrier was already on at 10:23. He says things are heating up for the founder of Radio Free Sarawak, Claire Rucastle Brown. In Malaysia, they've issued a warrant for her arrest. While in London, she now has police protection following a stalking incident. By careful frequency measurements, Wolfgang Büchel in Germany has concluded that Saudi Arabia has 4 new 500 kilowatt Ampagon transmitters, which have replaced old units, which were a bit off frequency. Details in the new DX Listening Digest. As I randomly tune in, Radio Sonderkrenze, South Africa, 7285, between 05 and 06 UT, I keep running into them in English instead of Afrikaans. On August 6th, there was an interview with a diplomat, the ambassador from Japan. I guess that's understandable. He probably doesn't speak Afrikaans. And on August 11th, there was another interview in English. Radio Sonderkrenze means without borders. Marty Delphine in Spain reports hearing the voice of Africa from Sudan on 9505 during their English broadcast, August 12th at 1820 to 1832. It is a weak signal, but audible at times, with average fading in noise, but no interference. At this time, there was a profile about Ghana, the prosperous country. English signed off at 1832. if you don't require English. Ivo Ivanov says there's an 8-minute window for clear reception of Radio Omdurman. During the Arabic service, 1930 to 21 UT, on 7205, and that is from 1951 until 1959. After Iran closes in Italian, and before France starts in French. Ivo Ivanov has the latest schedule for Voice of Tibet, as transmitted via Madagascar, which we can hear far better here than the other ones via Tajikistan. It's at 14 to 1430 UT. But now they have two sets of two different frequencies depending on the day of the week. You know, they start the broadcast on one frequency and a few minutes later switch to the other, leaving the jammers behind. Haha. So on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, 15525 goes to 15530. On Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, they start on 15565 and then shift to 15560. Not sure if this is a deliberate permanent change, but I've noticed that the Voice of Turkey seems to have shortened its English broadcasts, which used to run about 50 minutes, but August 7th at 03:45, they were already wrapping up their transmission on 9515 to North America, and barely audible in the absence of Cuba on 6165 to the Mideast. Richard Langley in New Brunswick also noted that the earlier English transmission at 22 UT, July 20th on 9830, was already ending at 2245, with 10 minutes of interval signal to fill it out. And then they went into German, which is not supposed to be on shortwave, but is on their satellite and internet feed. August 12th at midnight 52 UT, I found an extremely distorted signal around 6180 kHz. It was very hard to copy, but it sounded like a U.S. commercial station, which indeed it was, because at 0129 I heard local ads for Garden City in Dodge City, Kansas, and an ID for KBUF. That's on 1030 kHz, so this was a sixth harmonic. I looked for it again the next morning and the following evening, but it was not heard. But we should keep checking some other possible exact multiples of 1030. Tobias in Germany tells us that he's hearing World of Radio on medium wave from Italian transmitters. Now on the schedule of International Public Access Radio, IRRS, UT Saturdays at 2330 and Sundays at 21 UT on 1368 and 846 kHz. However, it's rather unreliable and the entire program may not be broadcast. On August 7th, 11th, 12th, and 13th, around midnight 30 to midnight 45 UT, I've been hearing an intriguing UNID on 6220 in the AM mode, playing a variety of music. However, most recently it was Ranchera. This does not work out to be a medium wave harmonic, so I suspect it's a pirate, perhaps relaying a real station. The signal drops off around midnight 45, but there's still something very weak on the frequency. Any idea what this could be? The propagation outlook from Boulder. Geomagnetic field at active levels, August 17th, 23rd, and 27th, with ANK indices peaking at 12 and 4. Solar flux dipping to 89, August 18th and 19th, and climbing to 122 by September 2nd. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio, 1786.